which is what's the halacha when the tefillah is on Motzei Shabbos, when should you do the chafifa? So according to Rashi, she should do the chafifa on Motzei Shabbos, and the Beis Yosef says Rashi would agree here l'chatchila, you could do it on Motzei Shabbos because there's no other options. And that is why the Beis Yosef is very surprised at what the Torah writes, which is that she should start doing chafifa on Erev Shabbos, that it's a minag yafa to begin on Erev Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef answered that the Torah is l'shitaso, that according to Rashi, it's aser to do chafifa at night, unless it is otherwise impossible. So therefore it is preferable to begin chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Beis Yosef does not quote this, but the Ramah does. And not only that, but when you read the Lashon of the Ramah and the Tur, you get the impression that the Iker Chafifa is on Erev Shabbos, which is, again, seemingly very strange, because the Gemara says that according to Rashi, she should do the Chafifa on Motzai Shabbos, right? The Lashon of the Gemara was Lo Tachlof Ela Balayla. So one possibility is that, of course, they would agree that if she wishes to do chafifa at night, she may do so. However, this is an option, if you wish. And the pshat is that if you start your chafifa early, so then she could do chafifa very quickly on Motzai Shabbos, right? In other words, it might take you much longer on Erev Shabbos, but halachically the Iker Chafifa is on Motzei Shabbos, like Rashi seems to say. So that it might be true that she's going to spend 45 minutes on her Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and then Motzei Shabbos she's simply going to quickly, you know, touch up her Chafifa, comb her hair again and wash up again. But the Iker Chafifa is still the Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. But practically speaking, if she does all the dirty work on Erev Shabbos, she cuts her nails and she combs out her hair and the like, so mimela, it'll go very quickly on Motzai Shabbos. In other words, this is a different understanding of the Torah than I think the Beis Yosef understood the Torah and the like. Now, this, we said last time, is the same thinking as what the Ri said in Tosfos with respect to Erev Tisha B'Av, right? Which is that if it's going to be difficult to do the Chafifa after Tisha B'Av, she could do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, that is, I would say, the simple reading of the Ramah. However, as we noted last time, the Shach understands this Ramah as saying this is what she must do, and the Iker Chafifas and Erev Shabbos. So to summarize this last point, the Ramah and the Torah have an Eitzah that when Chafifa is on Motzai Shabbos, she should do Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and then do it again, or finish it, or touch it up on Motzai Shabbos. How do we understand that? What is the Iker Chafifa? So according to the Shach's Havana in Rashi, the Iker Chafifa is really an Erev Shabbos, because the Iker Chafifa always has to be by Yom. And as we noted last time, his interpretation of the Gemara is a bit difficult. Whereas according to the alternative reading of the Ramah, no, really, technically speaking, the Iker Chafifa is Motzai Shabbos. But the Chafifa that you do on Motzai Shabbos will be able to be done very quickly if basically you've already done the dirty work on Erev Shabbos. Okay, Siv Vav. So Rav Achai writes that the reason why it's mutter to be marchik the tevila from the chafifa is because tevila was mana mitzvah. So the Ravid understood that very literally. He meant that when tevila was mana is mitzvah, so then you're allowed to separate it, in which case it might have been applicable of bismana gemara, but it's no longer really very relevant because we don't have tevila bismana mitzvah anymore. So that's what you would think. That is the way the Ravid understood That's the way the Ravid understood Rav Achai. The Beis Yosef says, no, that's not what Rav Achai meant. What he meant was that because a mitzvah of Puravu, that is why you're allowed to be marchik the tefillah and the chafifa. kol lebaila mitzvah ikah. And that's why, obviously, you shouldn't be marchik if your husband is out of town, but otherwise it's okay. And that's the way we paskin. The Beis Yosef doesn't like the Ravid's understanding because he says, how could he have stated a normative statement that's not relevant, bisman hazeh? I don't know. Maybe he held they did two tefillos. But be that as it may, that's we paskin like the Beis Yosef. Now then the Torah writes that if you do have to be marchik, the tefillah and the chatzitza, let's say typically it would be when it's Yantif. So after the first day of Yantif, before the second day of Yantif, or between Shabbos and Yantif or the like. So you have to be marchik. So the Torah says you should be medakdek not to give a tavshil of na. That way you won't get dirty. Beis Yosef is very troubled by this, and he basically asks three questions. Number one, is it impossible? Are you going to go throughout Yantif and not give your kids any food? Moreover, anyway, there's no point in this, because right before the tefillah, she has to do Eon anyway. So why does she have to be so machmir if when she gives the tavshil of na, she gets dirty, so she'll discover it during the Eon? And finally, he writes, it's a chumra dasi lidei kula, because since she did her chafifa beforehand, and she was careful not to get dirty, so she's not going to do Eon immediately beforehand, and that's really what's most important, because Eon is deraisa. So, while the Mechaber himself does not paskin this way, the Beis Yosef does answer what the Torah must have held, and the Beis Yosef says the Torah must be l'shitaso, that Eon is only midrabanan. Remember, as we mentioned, most Rishonim understand the Gemara Kepshuto, that Eon is deoraisa, the Rambam, and the Torah is understood by the Beis Yosef held that Eon is only midrabanan. So he says, oh, this is the Torah l'shitaso. So we who hold Eon is deoraisa hold that Eon must be done immediately before. You can't be marchik the Eon from the tefillah. If you hold, we could be marchik chafifa from tefillah, chafifa is derabanan, but Eon from tefillah, we can't be marchik. But the Torah is l'shitaso, because he holds that Eon is derabanan. And then he says, what was his motivation? His motivation was that you're going to forget to do Eon immediately before tefillah. Of course, the Torah would agree. Ideally, she should do Eon right before being tovelis, but since she's always used to doing Eon along with her chafifa, and she's doing her chafifa on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantif, so therefore she might forget. And therefore, this is a good Eitzah, Lefishita Satur, because at least this way the tefillah would work. But nevertheless, even though that's his Havana of the Torah, the Beis Yosef himself does not quote this L'Halacha. Now the Ramah sort of quotes it. The Ramah writes, she should do it, B'makom she'afshar. In other words, he acknowledges it might be Yafshar, but makom she'afshar, you should do it. And he says, Vim nislach lech, let's say she gets a little dirty, so she should immediately wash her hands, and l'chor, the presumption is so she won't forget. Now, the Mechaber also writes over here that in the event that she has to separate her chafifa from her tvila, she should do hadacha beis hastarim b'mayim chamim shehochmu afilu b'yantif. Right? So, let's imagine it's Pesach, right? So, the second night of Pesach, she has her tvila, so she should wash her mekomos to her beis hastarim with warm water. Not kol gufa, the Magen Avraham writes, and the Mishnah Berurah as well, and Simen Shin Chavav, but because you're not allowed to bathe your entire body on Yantif with hot water that was heated on Yantif, the Mishnah Berurah also says Rubo is Kikulo, so you can't bathe most of your body, but the Beis Yosef says that over here, isolated parts of her body, like her Beis Hastarim, that Shavel Chol Nefesh, and therefore she should wash those with warm water, kodem tefila. The Taz over here, Sifkat and Tes, writes, therefore, if her leil tefila is on Shabbos achar Yantif, In other words, let's say Yom Tov is Friday Shabbos, so obviously she's going to go to the mikvah Friday night, but Friday night she could not wash the Beis HaStarim with hot water, so then she should do it Friday afternoon before Shabbos. Now that's an interesting chiddush in terms of Erev Tavshilin. There's a machlokas rishonim whether Erev Tavshilin works for things that are not food related. The Ran seems to hold that it's only things that work with Tzarech Suda, and that's the psak of the Magen Avraham, Tav Kuf Chav Chesiv Katan Beis. Rabbi Kiveger there disagrees. Also, take a look at Rabbi Kiveger on Tav Reish Samach Zayin Sif Gimel. Could be that the Taz here is following the lenient view that Erev Tavshilin works for things that are not Tzarech Suda. It's possible that he would agree, even the Machmir view would agree over here, because if she's actually enjoying, she's nana min arachitza on Yantif, so it's true, of course, her motivation for doing it is for hachana, for her tefillah on Leil Shabbos, but lemaisa, she's enjoying it now. She's enjoying the warm water that she's heated, so that's why it's possible, you could argue, that everybody would agree in this case. One way or the other, though, the Beis Yosef, though, he does suggest that one do this, he writes that it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. The Gra writes over here that Rechitas Beis HaStarim are b'chlal ion de'oraisa, which is interesting. I'm not sure what he means, but perhaps the Badi Shulchan says it means because ion b'riyas ha'ayin is difficult in those areas, so therefore Rechitza becomes included in the ion. One way or the other, there's an interesting hara over here, which is everybody seems to take for granted throughout this entire sif that she could not do chafifa on Yantif, right? Which is why we're clarifying when to do chafifa. Well, why can't you do chafifa on Yantif? So, let's think about it. So, what possible issues could arise? So, cutting your nails, right? That's pretty straightforward. Clearly, you can't cut your nails on Yantif. What if you didn't do your chafifa before Yantif? So then, according to the Shach, we know you would ask a guy. According to the Taz, you would just clean out your nails very well. Okay. Are there any other issues? Because let's say you cut your nails before Yantif. What other aspects of the chafifa can't be done on Yantif? So you'll say, well, can you comb? So that also presents a halachic issue with combing, because combing might pull out your hair. Well, do you actually need a comb? What if you just use your hands? And that isn't a psik resha. It might be a psik resha, but it's not necessarily a psik resha. Depends on how long your hair is and how knotty it is and how thick it is. So, do you actually need a comb for chafifa? So I think we mentioned this before. The Netziv writes in Achrimos that according to Rashi and Rambam, you must use a comb. We made that deal from Rashi last time. It's not clear it's ma'akev, but that's what he assumes. Whereas according to the Ramban and the Rashba, you could use your hands. And we should note that even using your hands, even if you think you could be makel, using your hands on Yantif or Shabbos isn't clear-cut. It might be a psik resha. L'maitha v'chachmas adam is no tel hachmir. The Badi Shulchan says maybe you could be makel v'shas adchak. But that's the second issue why, generally speaking, at least, you wouldn't want to do chafifa before. You wouldn't want to do chafifa on Yantif. And finally, the third possible issue is the issue of balanim. We already said that we're matir mikzas gufo with hot water, but not kol gufo. There's, of course, a very interesting discussion about whether that's true bizman hazeh. Does the gzeres balanim apply nowadays in terms of taking a shower on Yantif? Do we say now it is shavel chol nefesh and it would be permissible? Do we say perhaps gzeres balanim doesn't apply in a private bathroom in your house? This is a big discussion in the poskim. Mary Willig, for example, thinks that there's a minhag to be machmir even with cold water. So under normal circumstances, assuming that it's not very compelling, preferably one should be machmir. But certainly b'makom tzar, Rabbi Kiveger is already makel even if there is exeris balanim, and this is a big discussion, that everybody likes to talk to you about, so we don't have to talk about it now, about showering on Yantif, especially this year with all these three-day Yantifs coming up. Okay, Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says a very, very strange halacha. It says that if she's afraid to go to the mikvah, so we know that...